I'm Alex Melia, and this is Our Voices, a stage for real people to tell the real stories we never get to hear. In this series, we welcome NHS doctors and nurses who now live and work in the UK. We'll immerse ourselves within their stories as they work tirelessly to help their patients.
Actually, they're supposed to be here on last June, but due to this current situation, everything messed up. So it was really, really stressful.
This is Midhun, a nurse originally from Kerala, India. But just over a year ago, he left his wife and four-year-old son in India in order to lay the foundations for a new life for all of them in Middlesbrough in the northeast of England.
Up to June, it was okay because we are expecting that we will be meet each other. But since June, it was a bit stressful. We managed, that's all.
The COVID-19 pandemic has challenged us all in many ways. For Midhun, it's meant that he's had to watch his little boy grow up online through Zoom for over a year. But things are looking up. He'll be reunited with his family next week as they're finally able to fly to the UK.
We both are really, really happy, especially my child. He's so excited to come here. You know, he's always telling what he's going to do here to his friends and to the family members. So at the moment, the waiting is over and they're going to come here.
Midhun told me that before moving to the UK, he had worked as a nurse in Qatar for 5 years. He said there was never an option to move his family there, so long-term planning was difficult. It's now been such a long time since he's been able to spend consistent quality time with his loved ones. You can only imagine how excited they all are to be able to start planning to build their lives here in the UK. I asked him to think back a little, to remember his feelings upon being accepted to come to the UK.
Really, really excited. The agency just called me and they told me that your visa is ready and just check the email. I couldn't believe that when I saw that the visa is there. And she's asking me, I mean, the lady in the working in that agency, she's asking me when you want to book the ticket. You know, I cannot forget those moments and it was really excited. Yeah, yeah. Still, I can't believe that I'm here in UK. Yeah, it was my dream.
The agency that was helping him find a job told him there was an opening in Middlesbrough.
When I came here, you know, I didn't know anyone. I don't have any information about the place, so I struggled to find a house here for rent. I just Googled it, that's all. And I don't have any contacts with anyone. So I just asked one of the colleagues in my ward. I just talked to him about the topic, that's all. All staff, they all gather together, you know, during the break time, and they just discuss what type of house you are looking, you know, who will be live with you, all those things, and they just checked somewhere, they phoned here and there. They gave me lots of advice to which area to be selected. And since then, I got a lot of friends with them. It's a big hospital, so every day I'm meeting new people. So once we meet each other, we won't forget. Some bond, we are making some bond in between. You know, the staffs are really amazing. They're simply amazing. They are very helpful. They support each other.
Like many of the medical professionals I've spoken to that come from overseas, Midhun can't say enough positive things about the kind-hearted NHS staff who've made him feel so welcome.
To be honest, I really have a different picture about British people. I thought they are like posh people. They won't make friends with the other nationality. Everything was a big mistake. They are simply amazing.
Feeling supported with a great team around him, Midhun felt able to concentrate his energy on his patients in the very challenging stroke ward.
So almost all patients are either confused or partially paralyzed. You know?
He told me about one such patient, Joe.
Actually, his name is not Joe. Just let me put that name for him. He came there about 2 months ago. When he came in our ward, doctors don't have that much hope because his condition was a bit critical. He's a bit aged also.
But slowly, day by day, Joe's condition improved. Until a few weeks later, he was classed as medically stable.
But the thing was, he was totally confused and moreover started hallucinating. He was totally confused, getting agitated all the time, being aggressive to staff. He was trying to kick me several times. Not only me, to many of the staffs, he's trying to kick. Days he didn't have sleep. He all the time, he's seeing different things, you know. He's seeing snakes, lots of things. And when we talked to his family, the family also very concerned, especially his daughter and wife. Wife was really, really concerned. She was always apologizing us because of his behavior. But we are, you know, as a staff, we are always telling her that it's okay. Of course, it's related to his condition.
Sometimes Joe would get so aggravated that security had to be called to help the nurses as he became increasingly aggressive.
You're always trying to kick the security. But still, he's a funny man, you know. He has a nice smile. I can still remember his face. And day by day, he started to calm down. But still, he was hallucinating. One day, we could arrange him, wife and daughter, to come down to hospital. Because during this current situation, visitors are not allowed, you know. So they could come here with everyone's approval.
During the lockdowns, when visitors were not allowed into hospitals, long-term inpatients were not able to see their families for months at a time. For patients with memory issues like Joe, losing contact with the outside world can be both difficult and distressing.
Mr. Joe, he cannot remember his wife or daughter, but when he saw them, he was, you know, absolutely became emotional. I didn't imagine that. He was started to cry, smile, all emotion come at a time for him, you know. Then after that, his condition started to improve. I think last week, he was advised to discharge for rehabilitation. He was about 95% okay. Before going, he just met every staff one by one and just telling sorry for us. Well, that was really emotional, you know. As one of our staff, tears came from her eyes when this man walked every staff and telling sorry, which is really unnecessary because, you know, he didn't do that deliberately. To be honest, when he came here and during the course of stay in the hospital, I don't think that he will relieve from this hallucination. And not only me, I think no one expected that he will be recovered from the psychic disorder.
Despite the severity of his condition only a couple of months ago, Joe is getting back to normality.
Last week, he is okay and he discharged from rehabilitation and is being with the family at the moment. Yeah, it's really amazing.
Experiences like this are bound to have a big impact on you, whether you go through as a patient, as a family member, or as a doctor or nurse. I wanted to know about the change Midun had seen in himself since moving here just over a year ago.
To be honest, I started to behave a bit softly because people here, they behave each other very softly, very in a pleasant manner. So I'm just catching those attitude from them. I was not that much polite before come here. I think that's the usual characteristics for the people in India. They won't be down to earth like people here in UK. In India, if we compare a nurse, if we compare a doctor and a sweeper, there are entirely difference there, you know. But here in UK, there are no differences. They won't discriminate because of the jobs. Equality is everywhere. They treat everyone equally. That's the first and best thing I noticed here. Yeah.
Midun has faced a challenge none of us would want. Of being separated from his family for a long period of time to pursue his dreams of becoming a nurse in the NHS. Nevertheless, he's kept a smile on his face throughout and has kept faith that one day he would be reunited with his wife and son, eagerly awaiting their opportunity to come to the UK. That day has now come. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. If you enjoyed it, please click subscribe. And if you could leave us a review, it would mean a lot. If you want to continue the conversation with us, reach out at ourvoicespodcast.com. Or if you found this episode valuable, please consider supporting us to keep doing what we're doing through our Patreon page. You can find a link in the description. See you in the next episode.